at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can DM us. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Jen says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I need your expert take on my situation.
Ooh, expert take.
To put it simply, my boyfriend and his male roommate are thinking about having a female roommate.
Mm-hmm.
One guy already moved out. The guy said she's nice. She's got great references, steady income, has lived with the guys before. But I've told my boyfriend I'm not comfortable with the situation because you can't trust girls with just guy friends and that she's bound to cross a line at some point.
Oh.
Maybe it's because I don't know her, and even if I did, I don't think it would help. So tell me I'm being a rational human being, or tell me I'm nuts and I have nothing to worry about. LOL. Thank you. Look forward to hearing what you all have to say.
You never lived with, like, a guy, did you? Or did you?
I did.
You did? That's what I thought.
I did. Yeah. In college, he was actually the younger brother of a good friend of mine from high school, mm-hmm. and it was him. He was a sophomore living with three senior girls in college, and he ended up going on to be homecoming king at Purdue University his senior year. Like, he was just the coolest kid.
So,
but yeah, there's no funny business.
I was going to say, was there any funny business?
Co-op. No, yeah, but with one of my roommates, he was on an opposite co-op as mm-hmm. her. So when she came home, he was on co-op, and then he took her place when she was off on co-op.
Yeah, I've never had a roommate of the opposite sex other than my wife, who was, you know, my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah. No, I mean, this was simply platonic. Like, there was no romance ever between anybody. So, I mean, I think that is probably why it worked.
But, okay, so
you're all buddies.
I don't know. I feel like maybe we're seeing a little bit of, you know, Jen in that, like, maybe she wouldn't be able to trust her own self around a bunch of guy roommates. But then
we throw in stones at her.
But listen, I don't know if she knows how guys live, but we're not the cleanest of sorts.
Sure.
I'm going to say that in general, because I thought I was a very clean person.
Yeah.
Until I started rooming with one of my best friends, Mike. And then I realized I was a slob.
Gotcha.
And then, and by comparison, you know, another one of my guy friends, you know, when we roomed together, I thought I was the clean one and he was an absolute slob. So it's like on levels of slobbiness with guys and rooming with them. So I guess my whole point is she could just literally be going in there and
she's helping with the rent, and I would feel differently if it was just her boyfriend mm-hmm. getting, like, roommate.
There's another guy.
But there's another guy there, so I feel like if you don't trust your boyfriend, you need to think about why. And I feel like if you meet her and see their dynamic, and then maybe you'll feel a little bit better about it. I mean, I think it's could be completely platonic.
It could be completely platonic for sure. And does she look like you? Is she typically like a female that your boyfriend would go for? Then maybe that's a yellow flag, a caution flag. But
we meet her, and as long as she knows you're in the picture,
yeah,
it should be fine.
Yeah, and who knows?
I don't think there's big cause for alarm just yet.
Maybe you will find a good friend out of the deal.
Exactly.
You know, someone to hang out with when you're going and hanging out with your boyfriend at his place.
She could be a new bestie.
Yeah, yeah. She could be someone that you actually, you know, want to hang around with and stuff like that. So anyways, I guess what we're trying to say is I wouldn't
forbid it.
Yeah,
because
right.
I think when you forbid something, that doesn't go over well.
Right.
I would just, you know, make your presence known. And, you know, meet her and make sure the dynamic is going to work and that everybody knows, hey, he is off limits. We're not dating the roommates, and we're fine.
Yep. Yep. That's what we're saying. Well, good luck. Hopefully it all works out. And
if you come home and you find them kissing, let us know.
Yeah, I was going to say, then forget everything we said. We then, thought it was a bad idea from the start.
Oopsies, we were off the mark on that one.